pray and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon one another that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you do not deceive. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I'm he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead you to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not the hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. Weeks ago, I was have an annual retreat, and you know who the speaker is? Huh? Yeah, Cardinal Tagle, the Archbishop of Manila. He's only of Manila, not Philippines, but that great yet. Of course, he's the cardinal, the only cardinal now, no? And he shared with us one of his beautiful stories, his one of his young ages. He comes from a small town. In that town, every year during the diocesan feast day, all the people have a procession and dancing the whole way. You know, nearly all the parishes they went through. So when one day Tuckler will become a deacon. So a few months time he will become a deacon. Then he find that this kind of procession, this kind of dance in herself, in itself, he said, it's very cheap. Those dance, no meaning, you know. That his mother is always faithful to join this dance. So that day, he didn't go for the procession. He said, it's very cheap. Doesn't want to join. He was in the house. And the mother, you know, they have all the procession and passing through their house. And the mother came into the house and asked, Antonio, why don't you come? Then he said, mother, he didn't say cheap, but well, I don't like, it's not very meaningful, it's not prayerful. And the mother said, if I'm not dancing every year, you will not have this vocation to be a priest. You know, that's a mother's heart. Even though his dancing is not much appreciated by his son, but the way he prayer is with heart. Even outwardly, he just praying, dancing. But hardly, she was praying for her son so that he could persevere in his vocation. You know, Antonio, your cardinal, very smart man, young man. You know, when you meet him, tell him, his retreat is one of my best for priestly retreat, any retreat. I think he's the only person can touch me because he is simple. You know, many times the retreatants, I mean the retreat master give a lot of high profile theology, spirituality, and mostly I step halfway. The second half already deep meditation. But no, this blessed Antonio Tuckler, he's really wonderful. You know, he's so simple. Simple words, but also many things from his life. He shared laughter and tears. He admitted whatever is failure. He admitted what happened. It's a man. It touches us. Even last week already, he knew about the news of the typhoon and also 2 weeks ago, the earthquake in another island. 5 churches crashed to the ground. But he shared with us a kind of simplicity and calm. He doesn't like crying, brother, please pray for us. We are victims of all this disaster. No. He simply just shared his joy. If joy is not because people died, with joy is a kind of, you know, whatever happened, God allowed it happen. So I think it's a matter of faith for you people these days, especially people from those islands. I don't know how the name of the islands, but you may ask the Lord. 2 weeks ago, earthquakes, houses broken down. 2 weeks later, the tsunami, I mean the sea water is coming high. It's destroyed the whole village. And you may ask, tell us not, are you love Are you our Father? What happened? Are you away? Or we are existing? Sometimes it might touch our inner faith. Is it true? What happened? Of course, this is a big thing. Even in smaller level, in the family, some people share with me, Father, my sister died 2 weeks ago. But now I have two more sisters. They find out they have cancer. You know, they may ask, who is this God? It's always a mystery. Life is a mystery. Suffering is a mystery. And this morning we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. She felt very bad because, you know, Jesus gave her a mission to ask people to paint a picture of Jesus, the Divine Mercy. And nobody believed her, included the superior. No, never happened in church history. We can't, of course, if you can see Jesus appear to you, thank the Lord, but nobody are you asked to ask someone to paint the picture, a picture. You know, for modern theology, they say, wow, come on, this is very materialistic thing, so why can you make a picture? We believe the Lord, even we can't see, we adore Him, we know that He is a, you know, Mary, Margaret de Cock also shared this inspiration of the divine, of the heart of Jesus. Already enough. Why this little sister have some more, this kind of so-called, they call, inspiration. They don't believe it. You can imagine, when you are not believed, wherever you go, for us, we say we lose our faith. If they don't say it out, from the face, from the eye, they say, we don't trust you. You're a liar. If not a liar, you're an illusion. This illusion. Many times, she prayed. She went to the chapel. When there's no people, she come to the tabernacle. Her head down in the tabernacle. The face touched the tabernacle. Jesus, what happened? Nobody believe me. Come on, don't give me this errand. I'm not worthy. I can't do it. That's a pain. Couldn't understand. You know, it's a kind of disaster. If nobody believe you, trust you. A certain moment later, Jesus told her, Faustina, I want you to share my suffering. Imagine the Word of God incarnate among us men. What have we said? It's the Word of God. But who listened? Of course, the 12 apostles and some other disciples. What else? Even those people eating, if the miracle of 5,000 people eating bread and, you know, at the last date, persecute him, crucify him. They are the one who shared his food. What do you think? As a word of God, even the last moment, even people is still shouting, if you are the Son of God, come down, and then we will believe you. You see, Jesus also asked already in the Garden of Gethsemane, Father, please leave this chalice from me. Too much. As if no answer. But he knows the answer. He said, let your will be done upon me. And this that we have to learn from Jesus. Times we can't have the answer and don't know what to do. What about the future? What will be, will be. Lord, into your hand I commend my spirit. This is the life of Jesus. This is our life. Although we couldn't understand anything, but we trust you giving me this particular crosses. Jesus loved us, each one, in a very particular way, very special way, being sure of this. But still we have to follow him, because his word is, come and follow me. That means to walk with him. His life is always not for self, for other people. So when we have suffering, listen to the word of Jesus, come and follow me. That means to say, from now on, you're not living for yourself. You're living for the will of the Father, of course, and then you are living for other people. You're no one. You're one with the Lord. We are the true body of Christ. Otherwise, when you receive Holy Communion, what's the use? You're still thinking all for yourself. You are not really communion. You're not communion with the Lord. You're not one life with the Lord. His life is nothing else but the will of the Father. In a particular way, your family problems, your own problems. This is how you share with the life of Christ. That's how we live. This is our faith. I know that next week is the end of the year of faith. But let us be the beginning of our life of faith. Not only year of faith, life of faith. No matter what kind of disasters coming, personal, national, worldwide, we are one with the Lord. Jesus suffered. You suffer too. That's why Jesus asks us to be one with him. He knows what to do. Will you just share his love with others? Put down yourself. That's what St. Paul says. Today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me.
Please, all right. I be